writing about corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government and about the murder of Rabin, and certainly he's written a number of books, but he was forced to actually leave Israel because of threats on his life, because he was telling the truth. And of course, this has been advantageous for us because we can have him on our programs almost every week to keep us abreast of what's happening in Israel. Why is that important? Well, what's taking place in Israel is going to have a profound impact upon what happens here in the United States. So, certainly I think Israel is certainly one of the most important nations in the world today. Why does this little nation with a small population have such an important influence on what's transpiring? Because of the biblical prophecies that are related to the land of Israel. And of course, it was prophesied many years ago that the children of Israel would return to the promised land. Well, with that as a background, Barry, it's good to have you with us this morning.
Always glad to be here.
Well, why don't you tell us what we're going to be talking about today?
Today requires a little background information, which frankly, I've lost patience for. You get my books and you'll understand what I'm talking about. You don't get the background information. You'll see what I mean shortly. I want to mention how conspiratorial I've become. I don't think the Haiti earthquake was a natural disaster. Look, I have no proof about this, that you can cause an earthquake in downtown Port-au-Prince, but Haiti has been on the target list of the UN and the United States at least since 1994 when Aristide took over the place. But nonetheless, I have no proof about this, but I'm just telling you my mentality.
You're getting as paranoid as the rest of us. Go right ahead, Barry.
I like to stick with things I know about, and that's in my gut of guts, feeling that this was really not just a fault line. Somebody helped the fault line fall is my gut feeling, but again, I can't claim that I know how it was done and so forth. So I'll stick with Israel, where I can, through experience, make claims that are true. I'm just going to start off with a change that isn't felt in America properly, but it's big stuff in Israel. There was another evacuation of settlers. It was on Saturday. It was 2 days ago. It was on Shabbat.
Okay, now was this from Judea and Samaria?
Well, it was from Samaria. It was this former settlement of Chomish. The residents tried to resettle it. The real problem was the army, as usual, came to pull them out, but they did it on the Sabbath. Now, if you know anything about the Israeli army, you avoid Sabbath operations. There's only one restriction. It's a big one. You're allowed to operate on the Sabbath to save lives. They evacuated the settlers on Shabbat, on the Sabbath, and the army said it was to save lives. Whose life did they save? You can use that justification for anything. You can say you saved a life in any operation you want. But it's a very, very... The settlers aren't prepared to stand up for themselves on the Sabbath. That is when you're not allowed to work. And the army came in and pulled them out on the Sabbath. This is a new tactic. But again, it opposes what Israel and its army have stood for, from the beginning. Now, this may not seem like a big deal to you. Okay, they went in on a Saturday to pull out settlers. But in fact, it the basis of the Israeli army is not to operate on the Sabbath except in emergencies. And who says it's an emergency to pull settlers out of what the government calls an illegal settlement?
Well, now, basically, tell us a little bit about the background of the settlement. It had been there for some time before? Had the people?
No, it was knocked down. It was removed during the Gaza evacuation. Four cities in northern Samaria were also removed, and 2,000 settlers taken out of their houses and made homeless. Homs was the biggest city in northern Samaria.
All right,
but again, it doesn't matter.
Did they destroy the city? The
homes? It's flat.
What did they do?
Yeah, there's nothing left.
So, there's nothing left. Okay.
Well, again, it could have been anywhere. The point is the army was used. Well, I can't stress this enough, and it may not make sense to people if they don't understand what the IDF is all about. It's supposed to be a Jewish army. And, a basic precept is that you don't attack on the Sabbath. And again, I'm going to repeat myself. The only justification for using the army on the Sabbath is to save lives. And the army announced that they went in on the Sabbath to save lives. Whose life they saved is anybody's guess. But they broke a basic principle of the army. Again, the Sabbath is a day of rest. The army doesn't work. Well, it worked this Saturday. It pulled out settlers from Chomish. And, well, it's just one more rule in Israel that's just thrown to the winds.
Well, Barry, had these people moved? Were they trying to? Were they living in tents? Were they trying to rebuild their city?
They came in, put up. They came in with wood and concrete and tried to reestablish Chomish, which they knew the army would come in and break it down. This has been going on for years.
Okay.
This has got to be the 30th time they've tried to resettle Chomish, and every time the army comes in and destroys the place and takes them away, and no lives have been lost. The army just decided it would be easier when their settlers aren't doing anything. It's the Sabbath. Let's just go in there and make it an easy operation.
We'll be back in just a moment. Barry Shem is here.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144. Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and for our listeners, basically, of course, most people don't understand that Judea and Samaria are not that far from Jerusalem. They're very, very close in. They're sort of suburbs there of the greater Jerusalem area. This is the area people were encouraged to go into many years ago by the government, you know, go in and settle this area. And they did, and they've lived there. But the people in Washington, D.C. have decided that the way they're going to have peace in the Near East is to have a two-state settlement. And so, basically, if Israel will simply give up Gaza, Judea, and Samaria, and pull everybody back into the lines of Israel, I suppose those were really set by the 67 war, perhaps even earlier than that, but be that as it may, if Israel would just give up land to the Palestinians, then they could live in peace together and everybody would be happy. Trouble is that this is not going to work because the leaders of the Palestinians want to do away with Israel altogether. Say what they will about wanting to live in peace, they really, really want to kill the Jews. And so there is no way that making all these concessions is going to work. Certainly the Israelis did pull their troops out of Gaza. 40,000 Jewish settlers there lost their homes, were never compensated for it, living in poverty in Israel today. And what did the Palestinians do when they got hold of Gaza? They destroyed everything that was there. I mean, put a lot of Palestinians out of work because many Palestinians worked for the Jews there who had very productive greenhouses and produced a great deal of fruit and vegetables and flowers and the Palestinians are out of work. But when Hamas got their hands on Gaza, they used it as a base for lobbing missiles into Israel. Why would we anticipate that giving up Judea and Samaria would be any different? Because you haven't changed the hearts of men. So, but the people in Washington, D.C., I believe, are putting pressure on the Jewish leaders just to get the force Israel to remove the so-called settlements in Judea and Samaria, disrupt the lives of the people. And in the long run, I don't think they're going to accomplish much of anything. Barry, would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Well, it's hard to disagree with that.
You can if you want to. Go ahead.
No, first of all, Jerusalem is in Judea. It's not a suburb, and the American government is determined to divide the city.
Right.
This is serious stuff. President Obama, according to news reports, I don't know the man personally, is going to issue a letter supposedly in the next couple of weeks guaranteeing U.S. support for a plan to give up the West Bank and East Jerusalem to the Palestinians within 2 years. Now, again, I'm using news reports this time, but they're reliable enough. The contents of this letter, it's just affecting the Israeli government thoroughly, and I'll explain how. Egypt is the good broker. It's the key broker in this, that the Egyptians and the Americans are going to stomp on Israel to give up, half the country and half its capital. And, of course, this will lead to a war of destruction. I'm going to use an ancient precedent, which I seldom do. I think things have changed dramatically since ancient Israel. But nonetheless, ancient Israel, about 2,100 years ago, found itself in a war with its Seleucids, and its country was divided between Hellenists and Jews, and it was being ripped asunder. So they brought in the Romans. The government of Israel invited the Romans to come in and bring order to the country. And, we know what happened at the end of that arrangement. It was the end of Israel, and the Jews suffered a 2,000-year diaspora. all from bringing in a foreign power to settle its affairs. Now, the same thing is going on, and it's not just the states, but the states are certainly, well, I could dive into the European Vatican connection, but the states has really got the lead headlines. And Obama and Egypt are sitting down, and they're plotting against Israel. Now, this next part, to understand that the Israeli government really is part and parcel of this American, well, the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a think tank in Manhattan, and I'm not going to go into the horrible background of how they have been plotting Israel's demise since at least the time of Kissinger, way back in 73. Every major advisor coming to Israel and breaking up the country from the United States has been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, every one of them. Now, what the real problem is that the negotiator for Israel with Egypt is the National Security Advisor. His name is Uzi Arad. Now, of Uzi Arad, I'll give you a little background how I found out he was in the CFR. I was in Australia, and a very nice lady named Daphne, who's really on top of things, attended a lecture by Arad where he handed out his bio, and written right on his bio was former member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And she went up to Uzi Arad and said, you were a member of the CFR? And he became very distant. He didn't dive into the issue of why he put that on his bio, but he did, in fact, put it on his bio. She showed me his bio. And the man negotiating with Egypt on behalf of Israel, not the Israeli people, is Uzi Arad, and his prime minister is Benjamin Netanyahu, and then it was sent to me, the 1988 CFR directory, and lo and behold, in 1988, Benjamin Netanyahu was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, in short, what the Obama regime is doing is they're breaking up Israel using the Council on Foreign Relations and their plants in Israel, Arad and Netanyahu. Now, try and explain this to the Israelis, that they've been taken over. And you just get blank faces. It's a very, very tough sell to tell Israelis the truth. Look, what Netanyahu did in response to this report that Obama is about to divide Israel, Netanyahu's office released a statement declaring the prime minister would never cede control of United Jerusalem, which is an outright lie. And how we know that, I can say this, that on this show, go into your archives about a month and a half ago, and I talk about the 700 new housing units that Jerusalem is building in Jerusalem, and I said 700 is nothing. That's 2,500 people in a city of 800,000 get a house, and I said this was forced on Netanyahu by Obama. And as I said, go into your archives. I reported this to you a month and a half ago approximately. Well, now in Israel, it's all coming out about the story of the recent announcement of 700 new housing units in Jerusalem. I quote one report, "It is not a pretty picture for future construction in Jerusalem neighborhoods. The units are a result of strong pressure and threats by coalition partner Shas and a request by Prime Minister Netanyahu for housing units." And he allowed that Obama to issue a weak condemnation. Just as long as he got permission to build 700 units, he went to Obama and sought permission to build housing in his own capital. And this is what I said on this show a month and a half ago, that Netanyahu is working directly with the American regime and not with the Israeli people.
And I think that is really such an important thing, Barry, because, I mean, there are people here who want us to believe the Zionists control Washington, D.C. I mean, there may be Zionists in Washington, D.C., but I don't think the Zionists control Washington, D.C. I think that the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness or the CFR, call it what you will, the people who control Washington, D.C., control Israel today and are working against the best interests of the Israeli people. Go right ahead.
Well, they're working against Israel's survival. That's
right.
Why, again, I brought up this Rome analogy, that when you ally yourself with a major power, Israel historically has not done very well with this strategy. I'm going to repeat the obvious before I go into a very important discussion. You have two people in Israel negotiating the future of the country. National Security Advisor Uzi Arad, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both were members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah, sure is. It's just a thrilling possibility that the CFR will get their way, will divide Israel, will make Israel indefensible. The works. And again, why isn't anyone else reporting this? I got to tell you, I'm starting to feel very, very lonely when the facts are really not all that complicated.
Well, Barry, you know, I think that one of the problems is people say, well, look, there are some people, everybody in the CFR is not a conspirator, and that's probably true.
Of course,
I think
true.
A lot of people are joiners. I mean, it's very nice to belong to an organization with so many prominent people in it. But what nobody will tell the American people is that the CFR was actually formed back in 1921 as a front for a secret society called the Round Table, and that was a front for this secret society that Cecil Rhodes created, basically in 1991, aimed at taking over control of the world, a small elite taking control of the world. And nobody will mention that is the real goal. It's always been the goal of the CFR, and at least for the hierarchy of the organization, that's what it's about today. And when you realize that the CFR is a front for a power elite that is dedicated to the destruction not only of sovereignty of the United States, but consolidation of the world, that puts things into a totally different perspective. And nobody will tell the American people that other than Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor and wrote about that in his book, Tragedy and Hope, and perhaps people like you and I. But go ahead.
Well, just understand that it matters not who you elect. The patriotic Herut Zionist movement, who are really good guys, who really wanted an honest country without the shenanigans, without the manipulations. They're gone. Netanyahu is representing them, but I'm going to show you that under the surface of this foreign control, they're still around, and they're still fighting back, probably fruitlessly. Again, the Israelis are interpreting their news all wrong. They're just taking the most surface, superficial aspects of what's happening and analyzing it. And it is just a very, very simple layer beneath that that for some reason almost no one has scratched it even.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shammers here at the American Truth Network.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Wayne's Automotive reminds us that a happy holiday means a safe holiday and everyone can work together to make it come true. As we get together at office parties or family functions, let's make sure our friends and loved ones don't have too much to drink. That's Wayne's Automotive for complete auto repair and towing. Call 303-451-6880. They're equipped to have the right men take the very best care of your car. Call 303-451-6880 for towing and repair service. That's Wayne's Automotive at 10651 Irma Drive in North Glen. They're wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season. For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. But before we go on, Barry, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can invite you to come and talk to their group.
Right. You got my DVDs, right?
Something came in. I haven't had a chance to see if they were yours. I hope they were. But some DVDs did come in.
Good. Let me know how they were.
Okay.
First of all, very shortly, I'm going to talk about, I'm not going to go into the background. You have to get my books, and I might repeat this address lately. The book is Shapaisvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust, and it's available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com.
That you refer to there. Edmund Black's transfer agreement.
No, I'm not talking about that today.
I know about it, but that's a fascinating book that you've recommended.
One of many.
Right.
My book is Shapaisvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust, which is relevant to today. It's at lulu.com. It's a little search box. You put in books, and you write my name, Chamish. That's Shamish, and it'll take you to my books. My website is barrychamish.com, and if you want my DVDs, they're not at Lulu. You have to get them from me, or if you want to invite me to speak, just call me, 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now, I'm going to talk about a subject that is actually very important, but you won't understand a word unless you read me. I say that ahead of time. Avi Meshulam, who is the son of Rabbi Uzi Meshulam, is seeking political asylum in Canada, and he's planning to sue Israel at the International Crime Court in The Hague. I met him when he was 11 years old at the home of his father, Uzi. Uzi led the campaign against the Israeli establishment, demanding an investigation into the disappearance of 4,500 toddlers, Yemenite children, in the 1950s. And in May 1994, the Israeli army shot up his house. I counted the bullets in his wall. I counted 62 bullets in his living room wall. They were on the floor, dodging bullets in their home, and one of his followers, Shlomo was his name, was murdered by the Israeli army in Rabbi Meshulam's house. He took me to the balcony where he was shot. There were more bullet holes. What was done to Meshulam, who, again, 4,500 babies disappeared. They were all mostly Yemenite, and it was part of a much, much bigger crime against Sephardic children, but we'll stick with this. It was a horrible crime done to the babies. They died. I'm going to give you the end, again, without going through the details. They died in atomic experiments. They died in torture, and the majority died in the United States. They were used as guinea pigs. They just sat there and got massive amounts of radiation into their bodies and died. The only living killer was the chairman of the Israeli Atomic Energy Commission, Shimon Peres. He's the last one alive of the murderers, and he's now the president of Israel. In 1994, Oslo was signed. They wanted Oslo to go through, and they didn't want the Yemenite issue getting in the way, so they just dumped on Rabbi Meshulam. They sent him to prison for 8 years. He got sort of lucky when he was completely a zombie. Then President Ezra Weitzman pardoned him. But nonetheless, he's never gone back to campaigning for the truth since then. He has no mind. He's still alive, but he has no mind. Now, this is the background. Avi Meshulam told, well, Yedioth Ahronot was the biggest paper in Israel, now second biggest. Here's a direct quote. We will claim that Israel is committing crimes against the people of Israel and a group within it. The Canadians are interested in reviewing the many evidences of the fact that, contrary to popular belief, Israel is not a democratic country. He is, well, first of all, he wants political asylum. And again, you don't give political asylum to someone from a democratic country and an ally. It isn't done. It's not the rules. So he's got to convince the Canadian authorities that, in fact, Israel is not a democracy. And believe me, if you're Yemenite and you were brought to Israel in the late 40s and your children were taken away from you and you never saw them again and you found out how they were killed, Israel truly is not a democratic country. What he's saying to the Canadians is that the state has been persecuting him for trying to follow in his father's footsteps and expose the whole Yemenite children affair. 4 years ago, he left for Montreal. He has a family. He had another daughter born there. And he's now seeking political asylum. And he's had 6 hearings so far, where he's brought witnesses. One, I interviewed her, Dr. Shoshana Madmoni Gerber. She wrote a book on the Yemenite children. And, well, she's really a very prestigious specialist on ethnic discrimination. He brought her in for his hearings. But the point remains that Ami Mishulam is applying for political asylum because he's claiming that the Shabak, the Shin Bet, the Secret Services, has been putting pressure on him that forced him to leave Israel. He didn't leave because he wanted to. It's a situation very similar to my own, except they came in and told him, if you stay here one more day, we're going to kill you and your children. The works, his claims are terrible. Now, this is the background. Unless you get my book on Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, the Holocaust, you won't know what happened to the Yemenite children. Just know that there was someone named Ami Mishulam, who, let's see, I met him in 94. He's in it. He was 11 then. He's in his late 20s, early 30s, who is seeking asylum for a very real crime that Israel has taken enormous measures to keep quiet.
Well, they can't let the Israeli people know that they kidnapped these children and sent them off to the States for experiments. They can't let the American people know about the plutonium files, about how they took kids out of orphanages here and used them for a plutonium and radioactive experience. Why the American people would be, I mean, they might even begin to wake up and realize that we are controlled by totally evil and depraved people. Maybe it's time we thought about taking America back and try the criminal. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hi, this is the Viking with the Radio Free THC Show. You hear me talk about medical marijuana on this station every week. If you or someone you know is looking for a dispensary or would like to get their medical marijuana license, I have no higher recommendation than the Healing House. Their doctors and their staff are second to none. If you would like to contact the Healing House, please do so through their website at healinghousedenver.com or by phone 720-389-6490.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess Barry Shamish, and Barry, you pick up the story.
Yes, now this is connected with Ami Mishulam, and it's really causing trouble in Israel. The Turks, through their government television, broadcast a soap opera. Now, the Israelis call it a blood libel against Israel. But this soap opera has the Israeli Shin Bet, the security agency, the Shabak, as kidnappers of babies. Now, this, we know where that rumor came from. They can apply it all they want to Palestinians. It's nonsense. Everyone knows which babies they were talking about. Anyone in the know knows which babies they were talking about.
And they were talking about the Yemeni babies, right?
And others, but especially the Yemenite children. And, well, what other babies? I mean, yeah, Israel's great secret that they brought Sephardim into their country in the 40s and 50s and kidnapped their children and had them, they sent them to their deaths in atomic experiments. It's an awful, awful, awful secret. But the Turks put out a soap opera on TV almost telling the story, certainly hinting that the security agency kidnaps babies. Israel went crazy. Now, what happened is that the deputy foreign minister, Danny Ayalon, had a press conference with the Turkish ambassador, televised, a major press conference, and he did the old trick of him on a high chair and the ambassador on a low chair. Every psychiatrist uses this trick to make you feel low and make him feel bigger than you. And it's amazing anyone falls for it, but nonetheless, that's what publicly they did. They disparaged Turkey by making his ambassador sit on a almost a stool while Israel's foreign minister just gave them hell for this soap opera. Why did they go crazy over this soap opera? Look, it's way beyond the soap opera, but that was the final excuse that Israel kidnaps babies. The real problem with Israel is that, in fact, during the 50s, it's not happening anymore. But it's still a secret that they don't want anybody revealing. Now, what they've got with Turkey is also, you've got to read my books. At the end, I'm going to give that address again because you're not going to follow me if you don't. Turkey is now really joining the camp to destroy Israel. The Lebanese prime minister was in Turkey last week to ratify agreements with Turkey to strengthen defense cooperation. The same prime minister of Turkey was in Iran a couple weeks ago signing a military pact with Iran, gave a press conference where Ahmadinejad told the Turkish prime minister that he's proud of him for his clear stance against the Zionist regime. It's even worse. The Turkish army held joint military drills with the Syrian army. Turkey is, well, I'm going to give some background why this is so dangerous. Turkey was Israel's ally in the Islamic world from the beginning because Turkey was the home of Shabtai Tzvi. Turkey was the home of the Sabbatean movement. Turkey was the home, the spiritual home of the labor Zionist movement. Now, I'm going to leave it just at that. If you don't read me, you don't know what I'm talking about. And frankly, I've lost patience with slowly explaining this concept. I just don't have the patience anymore to do it. Just say that labor Zionism began as a movement of Sabbateanism in Turkey. Leave that be for the time being. But while Israel is, again, the deputy foreign minister disparages the Turkish ambassador at the same time in this stupid government where labor Zionist, the labor party is in Netanyahu's government. And that's a subject we're talking about by itself, but who's got the time? What's going on is that the industry minister, Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, a veteran labor politician, said that there's no political crisis between the two countries. And another deputy labor politician, head of the Labor Party, Ehud Barak, is planning a trip to Turkey, and he thinks everything is peachy, and Turkey is still a close friend of Israel. What you've got in Israel is absolute schizophrenia in the government. On the one hand, you've got the, well, you've got the, what used to be the good Zionists, the Kairut Zionists, who are just shocked that Turkey is now working with Syria, Iran, and Lebanon. And they're furious about this. And you've got the other side, the labor Zionists, who for some reason think ties are as close as ever. They're planning trips to Turkey and think that nothing has changed in this world. Now, I understand if no one knows what on earth I'm talking about. Okay? This is a very, very basic, well, concept of the Israeli ruling establishment, that the labor Zionists, their spiritual headquarters is Turkey, the home of Shabtai Tzvi. And I'm just going to give the address of my book again. There's no choice. If you want to know what I'm talking about, and by the way, it's 100% true. I mean, there's, just leave it at that. You go to lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a search box. You write in my name. Chamish. And you look for Shabtai Tzvi, labor Zionism, and the Holocaust, and you'll understand what I just said.
All right, Barry, thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you again. Bye.
Keen Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keen Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keen Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and I think it's important that our listeners understand. Barry's talking about the Sabbatean Jews, the sect of Judaism, which, of course, he traces back to its origin in Turkey in the 1600s. I call them, of course, part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. I think this whole organization is founded in Satanism, but it's just a small contingent of Jewish people. He calls them the labor Zionists, but they are part of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness we talk about. And by understanding that, you can understand why some people who are Jewish do wicked and terrible things. So the Sabbateans are important, and I think Barry's book is important. The Yemenite children, I mean, 4,500 of them, kidnapped by the Shabbat and sent to America to be used for radiation experiments, But they did the same thing with American children. That was part of the Plutonium Files. And there's a book written by that subject on that subject here, where they took the children out of the orphanages here. They were mentally defective sometimes, or they were in orphanages, and they used them for radiation experiments. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just like Operation Keelhaul. You'll never hear about it, where we sent 6 million Russians back to Russia to be killed after the Second World War. The information on the Yemenite children's up on the Internet. It should be well known, but you're not going to hear about this because of the degree of control that exists over the media. You're not going to hear about how there's a program to kill off and destroy the health of the majority of the American people. That's why you need to get our material on population control. I suggest my talk on planned population reduction, on Nundare, call it genocide, on population control, or read my pamphlet on the population control agenda. It's available on the Internet. Just look up Radio Liberty, Population Control Agenda, or if you get any of the other items, why, of course, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of the pamphlet, and you can duplicate it and help us get it out. You must understand they're destroying the lives and the minds of our children. You need to get the book. Find me the DVD by Dr. David Ayoub, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Speaker David Ayoub, and you get along with that free. A CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of research on that subject. The DVD on vaccines and brain development. Ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying our children. They really are evil and wicked people. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk, The Forbidden Secret, Financial Armageddon. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be mailing out the cases of books here. We're too late to order any more, but those are going out to the people who actually have subscribed, and we hope in a week or so you'll have your book. So we're excited about that. And then please go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. Go to our online or listen online site. You can listen to our programs 9 hours a day. We do 4 hours a day live in addition to the American Freedom Network. Help us get the word out. Pray for America. Pray for Republicans. Please pray for racism. For our permission to protect them. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Greg Moore. Americans are digging into their pockets to help the survivors of last week's massive earthquake in Haiti. Aid has been pouring into the nation, but relief groups say much more is needed. President Obama has tapped former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush to head up U.S. fundraising for the relief effort. The man at the center of a security breach at John F. Kennedy Airport has been released without bail. Jules Paul Boulout was returning from Haiti on Saturday when he allegedly walked through a restricted door and set off an alarm that led to the evacuation of a terminal. He was arraigned yesterday on charges including criminal tampering and criminal trespass. U.S. Airways trying to figure out what made 14 people sick on a flight from the Virgin Islands to Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. Seven passengers and seven crew members reported nausea and headaches. This is IRN USA Radio News. Sometimes